Rock 107. What the hell? Hold on a second. Hold on a second. What?
What's going on, man? Wow, man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll play Black Sabbath twice in a row, but what the hell? All right, there we go. Anyway, Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning. Doubling up on the Sabbath, man. Hey, it's Brock and Hunter, and we got to get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Make sure it doesn't play it again. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're stuck in on a snow day, hey, at least you stocked up, man.
Hey, you know what? We definitely do have some snow out there this morning. So if you're out there, maybe be a little careful. Brock says the roads are pretty decent. So
yeah, they're not bad. A lot of the main ones are. So I'm not saying you should go out there, you know, whipping donuts and, you know, is, you know, fast and furious in it. But, you know.
You know, I'm going to throw this out there, too. Closings and cancellations, WIRX.com.
Yeah.
Get over there. We usually say them, but hell with it. We're just going to send you to the website.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be all right.
All right, let's get to sports. Damn it. Okay. NHL last night, Coyotes beating the Blackhawks 6-4. Red Wings beating the Ducks. No, I'm sorry, that was postponed. Postponed to the 9th, so a few days here. So Saturday, Blackhawks going to be in Vegas playing the Golden Knights at 10 o'clock. Red Wings going to be over in Los Angeles playing the Kings at 10:30. Sunday, Detroit, the Red Wings going to be in Anaheim playing the Ducks 8 o'clock. You know, so I'm doing a lot of hockey here right now because there's not a lot going on in sports.
Yeah, I'm quiet.
To be honest with you, this is the first time I looked at it this morning, so bear with me. NBA.
Like that's different than any other sports.
No, I review my sports. Shut up. You have no idea what I do over here. NBA yesterday, the Grizzlies beat the Pistons 118-88. Thank you, Wolfie, for making this organized for me. Tonight, Wizards going to be Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock. Who do you got there? The Wizards? Nobody beats the Wizards.
The Wizards. Wizards and Bulls. I'm going to take the Bulls. All right. I'm going to take the Bulls.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the Bulls too.
But it is fun to say the Wizards.
Nobody beats the Wizards. Saturday's games. The Magic going to be in Detroit playing the Pistons. 7 o'clock. Jazz over in Indiana playing the Pacers. 7.
Do the Wizards ever play the Magic?
Oh, yeah, it's a magical game. I don't know. You know, though?
Well, it's like when the Nuggets play the Blazers. It's meant to be.
It's the Nuggets, man, and the Blazers. Never finished the game. That's crazy. That's funny. Sunday's game, real quick. Bulls going to be Dallas playing the Mavericks at 8 o'clock. So check that out if you're an NBA fan. Let's talk about the Bears a little bit, then we're going to move on.
Okay.
NFL. Chicago Bears have placed quarterback Justin Fields on the reserve COVID-19 list. Really? Likely sidelining him for the finale and ending of his rookie season. The Bears expected Fields to start at Minnesota this Sunday after missing the previous two games because of an ankle injury. I think they're just saving the guy.
Yeah.
At this point, it's like,
why? You know, why go put him out?
It?
Why put him out on a less than perfect leg? Right? What was it? Ankle injury? You said?
Yeah, it's an ankle injury.
Yeah.
You know, why risk it? If you're really trying to bank on this guy to be your future franchise quarterback?
Yep.
Yeah, you might want to save him a little bit. Throw Dalton out there.
What's going on? Yeah, the Red Rocket, right? Is that Red Rocket? What's going on with Nagy? Did you see what was going on with him?
Let's see. I don't know if I have any reports on Nagy, but I know it's probably not very good. I'll tell you that much. Do you have a report or are you just asking?
No, because something came across my news feed, and all it was Sports World reacts to Matt Nagy news. And I was like, oh, okay.
Really?
I was going to click on it, but I never clicked on it. But I don't know.
Seen it. I don't have anything here. I have to look further into that. But, hey, I'll take a guess, Brock. The town of Chicago wants him out.
Well, here's something that came off of sports right on Yahoo. I don't know. And then NBC Sports had it 2 days ago. Matt Nagy has been told he won't return as Bears head coach.
Really?
Now, heading into the final game of the Chicago Bears 2021 season, the expectation is that head coach Matt Nagy will be fired.
Wow. See ya. Peace out. No, I don't think anybody's surprised.
No. No.
I think everybody expected that. Here's the thing. If you have Justin Fields and you look at this guy and you're like, all right, this is our future. This is the future of the Chicago Bears. Now we need a coach to back this QB.
For sure.
Is it going to be Nagy? No. Nobody's going to say yes to that. So I think it was pretty obvious coming up.
Reading this article, it's, yeah, so Nagy's failures as an offensive guru, his handling of rookie quarterback Justin Fields, and his team's overall disappointing 2021 season have made it an easy decision for the Bears. Yeah. According to Boomer Esiason, Nagy has been informed that he won't return as Bears head coach next season, which means Sunday's game against Minnesota will be his last on the Chicago sidelines.
Dude, that's rough. It's rough going, like, leaving a team on the bottom, too.
Yeah.
Because then nobody wants you. They're like, look what you just did. You know? That's another reason, which I didn't bring up yesterday, Jim Harbaugh leaving or talking about going to the NFL.
Ooh.
He's on top right now. It's the perfect time for Jim. Dude, if Jim Harbaugh does one more year in Michigan and they suck again,
yeah,
which chances are, I'm just saying, I know Michigan's past.
We suck again!
It's smart on Harbaugh's part if he leaves.
Yeah.
Because he's on top right now. Yeah. He beat Ohio State. That's when the money's hot.
Yep.
Here we go. Yeah,
people want him now, all that good stuff, for sure.
Exactly.
For sure. Yeah, you know, I get what you're saying.
I don't know if people want him, really, but
yeah,
as good as it can be, I guess, for him. Yeah. Anyway, 6:30. Let's save some of these other stories for the next hour.
That works for me. All right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back.
Rock the Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, hey,
hey. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, hey, hey.
Dude, Tim, I know this is not Tim Tebow, but him and Justin have high voices. He's in a new commercial, Tebow is,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, He's driving somewhere doing, I've only saw it once, and I caught a glimpse of it, but I was like, yeah, all right.
That's good, Tebow. You know, because he got let go from the Jags, right? The
Jaguars, yeah. It's probably a good thing, because the Jaguars have, won two games.
They should have kept Tebow on. That's God's player right there, right? You got to keep him on the team.
You know, kick God off the team, see what happens.
Yeah, nice job, Jaguars. They could have won the Super Bowl. Tebow is God's player, all right? That's God's quarterback right there.
Could have went to the Super Bowl and then went to heaven after.
That's right. That's right. Oh, look at we're in heaven because of Tebow. This is great. Hey, we got to get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you are having a hankering for something delicious, well, you're stocked up because of Bud Distributing.
Hankering.
You know? Hankering.
Hey, we got a lot of scores this morning, but I'm going to skip those. We're going to get right to the juice, man, and not OJ.
Oh, the juice is loose. Oh, no. Okay, never mind.
The juice is loose, but he's not in the sports this morning. Let's just talk about NFL. Sunday's games, man. Your Packers going to be Detroit losing to the Lions at 1 o'clock. You can catch that.
Good for you.
Rock 107 WIRX at noon. That's when it's going to kick off. That's what we do. We broadcast Lions games, not Green Bay games.
Good for you.
See that?
Good for you.
Bet you're shaking in your boots, aren't you? Lions coming off a big. They won last week, right? In a big way, big fashion?
I don't know.
Did they? Or was that the week before?
Maybe.
Anyway, you know what? You should be shaking in your boots because the Lions are here. They got nothing to lose. Nothing to lose.
I'm scared.
You know, you should be scared of Aaron Rodgers playing because he is playing.
Yeah.
You know, what if he got injured?
Oh, he's not going to get injured. He'd be fine.
Oh, don't say that.
He's not going to get injured.
Don't jinx it.
MVP this year again, back to back. I guarantee it. Watch this. Yep.
He's going to flop like a soccer player because he doesn't want to play Tom Brady in the championship.
Nah, is that what it is? I swear to God. I hope Rodgers throws a football right through your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right there. Right,
move on. Sorry. I had to give it to you for a little bit there.
Good. I'll take it.
Yeah. Barron's going to be in Minnesota to play the Vikings. 1 o'clock. Who do you got there?
I'm going to take the Bears just because I hate the Vikings more than anything.
Dude, you know what? Bears played pretty damn good last week. Yep. I'm going to go with the Bears, too.
Yep.
I think Chicago is figuring things out. They're going to really figure it out when Nagy is gone.
Nagy's gone, yeah. God. Yeah, maybe. It could be their year next year. Who knows?
So. Colts going to be in Jacksonville, play the Jaguars. 1 o'clock. I'm going to take the Colts on that one.
I'm taking the Jags on that one.
Are you?
Because Brian Reed likes the Colts, so anytime they play, I'm always rooting for the opposite team.
They don't have Tim Tebow, so good luck.
Good luck.
Buddy boy. More pro football. Let's get to it, man. Jets, Giants, been the two worst teams in the NFL the past few seasons. Haven't stopped one fan from wanting them to start playing their home games in New York. This guy's name is really long and weird. We're going to call him AS. He filed a $6 billion class action suit in New York federal court. that demands the teams leave MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and play in New York City. Suit also asked that the teams rebranded as the East Rutherford Giants and the Jets for as long as they continue to play in New Jersey. Wow, dude. What's
interesting. Your problem? Interesting.
Just let it be.
Nah, people are bored. I mean, when your team's that terrible, you get to a point where you literally, I just can't take it no more.
You see the release of the potential new uniforms of the NFL teams next year. Is that something that happens every year?
I think
that never happens?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just a way to drum up conversation about it. That's
all. Every year it's like, dude, the most badass uniforms I've ever seen in my life.
No, I think
then they come out and they're all always the same.
It's just a way for them to get people talking about it. That's all.
Yeah. Championship rings. We're going to end with this one, man. This is a good story. Rings that professional athletes get for winning championships have turned into a huge black market business. What? The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Office in Cincinnati announced that they seized 1,382 counterfeit championship rings.
What?
For the NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL, NASCAR. Dude, CBP officers intercepted 56 shipments of these fake championship rings of the Boston Red Sox, Los Angeles Dodgers, and the Milwaukee Bucks. Some of the shipments also included fake Vince Lombardi trophies. How do you fake that? How do you, any little bit of research, right? You'd be like, oh, yeah, the real Vince Lombardi trophies are here.
Should we be more baffled at the fake items or the people buying them? Like, wait, you're telling me you got an actual Vince Lombardi trophy? Yeah.
Is there a guy selling me out of his trench coat?
How are you falling for that, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I could possibly see a ring, okay? Like, that's probably pretty easy to fake.
Right.
If you got anybody who, you know, is able to make some jewelry or, you know, get in cahoots with someone, you know, I could see that.
I could kind of see rings because, 56 people, like an NFL team, 55 people on an NFL team, if you win, that's a lot of rings.
Well, and a lot of the staff gets it as well.
You're right.
You know what I mean? A lot of rings go through. Because I've seen that on, like, Pawn Stars, you know, the historically accurate Pawn Stars
show. I think you got a 49ers ring on that show.
Something like that. There's been a couple times where I've seen, like, oh, well, this was just, it's not an actual player's ring. You know, they give these out to which is still a cool thing to have. It's still part of, you know, sports history. It's sports memorabilia. But if you're the type of person that is meeting a guy off of Craigslist because he says he has a Lombardi trophy to sell, you're an idiot.
You know?
Right? You gotta be.
Yeah. Not too many of those floating around. Just saying. I mean,
I wouldn't believe
probably
it.
Probably do a quick Google search and find out that thing's fake.
I was cleaning out my grandma's attic and she had one just hanging out there. So
really? That's weird. Did your grandma play?
Yeah. No, she just slept with a lot of the players, and they gave her a trophy. That's all.
She got a few rings, too.
Yeah, a few of them. Nana was a real player bunny. That's what it was.
So there you go, man. That's sports this morning on a Friday.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.